You want to play some blues?
No, it didn't, but it was happening.
That's the blues. It just happens. Sound in the world. Can we make this just a little more wicked? That sounds like a dragon. On a Wednesday in October, playing backgammon in the tower of the tower. I'm in the bedrock castle. Bed and last was swept away before she could finish play. No one knew exactly what happened. Puff of smoke and a flash of fire. Nothing remaining of her retire. Townspeople feared it could be a dragon. It had been 500 years since a dragon had appeared, and all the townspeople feared if it was a dragon. Don't let the dragon be Magnus. 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 Magnus was fiercest, fastest, sharpest, toothest, meanest, fang-toothed, fire-breathing monster in all of Europe. He had once destroyed the town, wet spot swooping down. And once he ate Tammany for breakfast. If you want to know him, do not believe in fairy tale hardcover magazines. When it comes to danger, he's beyond recognition. Lady Lassie had a dad, the Duke of Armsand. He was mad. Through raw iron his eyes did bore. He turned up his armor, raised his sword. He went in search of Magnus. Well, the Count's army was 10,000 strong, with tear gas, propelling cannons. They went in search of Magnus and they found him. Well, they attacked with hate. They tried to disintegrate every last vestige of the fire-breathing dragon. Magnus was not done in. Took their blows upon his chin, and he beat back his fire-breathing breath. Smoke and dust had disappeared. People looked up, they knew fear, for they saw Magnus coming at them. That day you took so many lives away. It must be in a monster's nature, or perhaps history, tablature, killers and monsters business. Agnes, 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 Agnes.
Sound really.